Nolte, Joe Biden spent 28% of 2021 in Delaware where there are no visitor logs. By John Nolte on January 18, 2022. His fraudulency. Joe Biden spent 28% of his first year as Commander-in-Chief back home in Delaware, worrying transparency advocates who note that he exempted his homes from visitor log disclosure, reports the New York Post. So the President of the United States spent nearly 30% of his first year in office, not only at home instead of on the job, but in a place where anyone could visit him and the public would never know about it. Granted, a president can work efficiently outside the White House, but this guy spent 101 days away from public accountability and transparency. And let's not forget how expensive it is for the president to travel this often, and that's an expense the taxpayers pick up. It should be pointed out that Trump did the same thing with the visitor logs, although considering the hate, harassment, and violence thrown at him and his supporters, the reasoning was not out of bounds. Then White House Communications Director Michael Dux said Trump's decision was made in part due to the grave national security risks and privacy concerns of the hundreds of thousands of visitors annually. It is also worth pointing out that our current Attorney General, Merrick Garland, is the reason for the lack of transparency with visitor logs, as the Post article mentions. Presidents can pick and choose what they reveal about visitor logs thanks to an appeals court ruling that Attorney General Merrick Garland wrote as a judge in 2013. Garland wrote that a president's constitutional right to confidential communications means that the Freedom of Information Act doesn't apply to visitor logs held by the Secret Service. Gee, who was president in 2013? Trump also visited his own properties about as often as Biden. But we all knew that because the corporate media made a big deal about it. Not so much with Biden. Regardless of who's doing it, Trump or Biden, it's crazy that the public doesn't know who our own president is meeting with. But politicians, regardless of party, will get away with whatever they can get away with. What's so dispiriting is that our media do not care. You'd think the media would go nuts over being frozen out of this kind of information, even when a Democrat is president, but they instead choose to enable this corruption. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.